Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Aboyomi Azikiwe, who is the editor of the Pan-African Newswire, who is joining us now from Detroit, Michigan. Mr. Azikiwe, thanks a lot for joining us now. What exactly did happen as far as this hostage drama goes, and how does this all link in with Mali?
It's still not clear. All of the details are still coming out in regard to this horrendous event that occurred today, that began yesterday at the N. Aminas gas fields in southern Algeria. It appears as if the Algerian National Army engaged on a seizure operation that lasted for some 8 hours. Initial reports indicated that some 50 people had been killed in the operation. However, some have denied that the casualties were in that great number. However, we do believe that it's clearly related to the ongoing military operation, the bombings, the ground operations that is being carried out by France in neighboring Mali. There's been close links for generations between the peoples of Mali, particularly northern Mali and southern Algeria. In regard to the situation in Algeria, there has been over the last 2 decades insurgencies led by Islamist forces there. It appeared as if these difficulties and conflicts had been settled some 12 years ago with the negotiated settlement between various Islamist groups and the Algerian government. But with the current conflict going on right now in Mali, it could refuel these difficulties that the Algerian government has experienced over the last 2 decades.
Mr. Azikiwe, I wanted to, in fact, ask about Mali. Has France, in a sense, woken up a monster of sorts that it won't be able to control by intervening in Mali?
Well, all of the various groups that have been targeted in northern and central Mali have said that essentially they are widening the conflict inside Mali as well as throughout the entire region of West and North Africa. This is a operation that France has embarked upon, but we do believe that it's going to be a disastrous one. France does not have a strong track record in regard to intervention. We can look back at the situation, even in Algeria itself, during the 1950s and early 1960s, and when they were fighting against the FLN, who were demanding their national independence. Even before that, in Vietnam, they suffered horrendous defeats at Dien Bien Phu in 1954. And even in Afghanistan recently, they withdrew all of their combat forces last year because of the high casualty rates that were being experienced by the French forces. We believe this is going to be no different in regard to the situation in Mali, and we believe that it's going to cause tremendous problems in regard to French African relations, and also relations between the overall European Union and various African states, and particularly grassroots organizations in Africa as well as in Europe. This operation by France has been denounced by the Workers' Party of Belgium, as well as the World Federation of Trade Unions. Anti-war organizations here in the United States have opposed as well the French intervention because it has drawn in the United States as well as Britain, Denmark, and other NATO countries. This is going to be a very, very long campaign and one that has many, many hidden and very disastrous dimensions.
All right, we'll have to leave it for now. That was Mr. Aboyomi Azikiwe, editor of the Pan-African Newswire, speaking to us live from Detroit. Sir, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.